good singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just a blessing from on high. And it gives me something to shout about. I'm looking forward to the great reunion day. And there's got a lot of people that's on my heart. Take your Bible, if you will, the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3, and about verse number 16, if you find the place you're able to stand, then we'll look there in that chapter in the book of 1 Timothy in chapter number 3. As we begin to look there in that chapter that's there in verse number 3, verse number 15, verse 16 is our text, and here it is: without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of the angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and how we do thank you now that we're looking forward to the sweet by and by. We're looking forward to the great reunion day whenever you bring us all together back home to our home in the sky. We thank you, Lord, that thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Save the lost, we pray thee. Lift up the downhearted. Set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while on God was manifest in the flesh. Now, if you read another version, like the American Standard Version, we call it the American Silly Version, the RSV, the Rotten Stinking Version, the NASV, the New American Standard Version, which is really and truly the most asinine thing you've ever read, but it's the most popular thing. The next one that'll come up is the NIV, the Nutty Idiots Version. That's the reason why that I like the NIV, is because that's the one they wrote the song about it. NIV, K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, what a Mickey Mouse version that is. Now, why would any of those versions take the name God out? God was manifest in the flesh. You know what that is? That's the doctrine of incarnation. That means that Jesus Christ was God incarnate in human flesh. And let me say to you that he was more man than man could ever be, as much God as God the Father is. And yet you'll find there are those that preach and teach against that. I got to say to you, make no mistake about it. You're going to find that in that passage there that God was manifest in the flesh. Why would any version take the word God out of there and just use the word he or it or something like that? I got to say the reason why is because the attack of the devil that hates God in the Bible and that which is good, right, moral, and decent. Now, I want you to notice that, if you will, that in this Bible passage that we're looking at, you're going to find out that John said over there in the book of John, St. John, and that the Word was made flesh, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And let me tell you, that's the reason why we're able to behold the glory of God. Listen, the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1:14, the Word was made flesh and full of grace and truth. I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that we live in a world that's religious but lost, without hope, without God. And even Americans are easily sidetracked. Because they don't really care about what the truth is. That's the reason why they'll have a Democratic Party. They'll have an abortion bus outside for free abortions anybody wants. They'll have a vasectomy group out there for anybody that wants to get fixed up. They've got every godless, wicked thing you can imagine up on the face of this earth, and they'll give it free. They'll give it free. With that woman that grins and laughs all the time like some kind of hyena. And all of that business right there. I wanted to say jackass, but I'm trying to break myself from saying some words, which the word ass is a Bible word. And if she's not an ass, there ain't one. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find, here's what you're going to see, is that you're going to find that we live in a day and an hour that the Bible said that many rejected him, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I want to say to you, there's a lot of time people just don't believe God. And let me tell you something. Jesus said over there in the book of John, chapter number 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And let me tell you something. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Let me say to you that in this life, the only way of being saved is in the person of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the Son of the living God, in God incarnate in human flesh, that if you please. Now, you know, people would rather trust in their church membership. You ever knock on somebody's door, talk to them up and down the road, say, hey, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Well, I happen to go to this church or that church. I didn't ask you about your denomination. I'm asking you about your destination. See? And you'll find that people, they'll trust their family. They'll trust in their fraternal groups that they've got. They'll trust in baptism. They'll trust in their friends. They'll trust, but let me tell you, salvation's in none of those, say. Salvation's in the Son of the living God. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that if you know the Son, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, He can make you free from the bondage of sin and Satan, so forth and on. Now, what we need in the day we live in is we need some leadership. Now, you know, it's hard to talk, and every now and again, it's just hard to preach to people anymore about leadership and their part as a leader, because if you preach about men ought to lead their family and wives ought to be following, is that then they get nuts and it runs to their head and then they go to being abusive and all of that. Yeah, didn't you hear what the preacher said and this and that? Obviously you did not, but maybe she did. Let me tell you right now, is a leader of the family ought to be the man that knows the Lord, and he ought to be able to lead his family lovingly in the things of God. Now, that doesn't mean, and I can tell you right now, I've been doing this a long time. We've had some good times, bad times, high times, low times. Sometimes we've had high tide, low tide, no tide, and boy, let me tell you, it's been tough. But God's been good in spite of all of that. But let me just say to you that, if you will, tonight, is that because that we live in a world of henpecked men. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Now I'm going to say to you that, if you will, that just because you try to give your wife good things and do a few things she likes, you know, in all these years of ministry, my wife's never one time, tried to run God's business and tell me what I ought to be doing, or tell me about this church, you ought to take that church, you ought to leave that church. My wife never has done any of that. And if you and your wife does that, she's out of place. And I want to say to you that if you are henpecked, at least you ought not to be housebroke too. You know what? If you're henpecked, here's what it means. You'll let your wife influence you. I mean, isn't it enough just for you to be able to know the mind of God, the love of God, and to be able to lead lovingly and kind, and to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might? But if you cannot make a decision without consulting your wife, I feel sorry for you. That ain't all of it. If you cannot make a decision without making your wife and your mother-in-law happy, I don't know if I ought to pity you or not. I can't tell you in all these years, I mean, I'm not a dummy. I may look dumb and I may act dumb sometimes, but let me just tell you right now, is I know what's going on. I've done met with too many people in days gone by. Anytime you're talking to a man and all of a sudden here's a man that's humble and believes God and wants to follow the Lord and all that business there, and anytime that happens, that's a good sign. But when his wife shows up at home, he's misspoke. He's going to have to now stop and retract all of that, because I didn't think I was preaching to anybody in here, but if go ahead and take part of it if you need it. God help us in the day we live in. I mean, you've been saved long enough to be able to know how to follow God. Here's what God said in the Bible. This will be the word of the Lord. Here's every time God says something to you and I, there ought to be a chapter, book, and verse in our mind. And let me tell you what happens is, if you'll hide the word of the Lord in your heart that you not sin against God, you'll be able to teach transgressors the ways of God. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out the Lord Jesus Christ is that Jesus said, they hated me and they're going to hate you. And that's what Jesus said. Now, you're not going to make everybody happy, but if you can just please the Lord and make the Lord happy. I got to tell you right now is that the Bible said they hated him for removing their cloak in John 15:22. In other words, they had no covering for what sin they were involved in. And you know, that's what's wrong with the average Baptist. Once you remove the cloak that they've been hiding behind all these years. You know, 30 years ago, I came, and several of you that are in here that came too. All we wanted to do was build a church by the grace of God and the power of God and the leadership of God, that we could bring our family up in the love and nurture and admonition of the Lord, that we could leave behind a legacy for them to be able to serve God and worship the Lord in spirit and truth in. That's all we ever wanted. Now that's been accomplished. And let me say to you that, if you will, the devil doesn't like that one iota, one bit. And as a result of that, you're going to find out is that all of a sudden, you know, there are going to be folks that in days gone by, there's some of them right now, I can remember that amen just like you did, that said, oh, you're right, preacher, just like you. Keep on preaching, preacher, just like you did. And then, buddy, they got up and left at without a moment's notice, hardly, because they got mad at something that was said from the word of the Lord. I told a man one time right down here in his store, you know what's the matter with you fellas? Your wives, you've listened to your wives so long, they think everybody ought to. And it'd be easy to do it if they were right, but they're not right. I've watched some of those families that right now, and I'm talking about years ago. We're not talking about yesterday, tomorrow, last week, but it don't make any difference when it was. I can tell you what I have noticed. Is that I look at their kids and where they're going now. They're not doing nothing. Most of them are just from pillar to post, and make no mistake about it, they're in the world more than anywhere else. I have no regard for God, the Bible, and good and right and moral and decent. And let me tell you right up front, dear friend, the older these little old boys and girls get, the colder they'll become. You better do something while the heart's tender and be able to swallow your pride. You better go ahead and get your business straightened up with God. But you know the reason why they didn't like the Lord Jesus and they hated him? Because he said, I've removed their cloak and they got nothing to cover their sin with and to hide behind. I want to say to you that, if you will, the Lamb of God can take away your sin. And let me tell you, he's without spot, he's without blemish. And make no mistake about it, we're talking about the man Christ Jesus. And we're talking about his blood. We're talking about his precious blood. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And if your sins are still upon you, it's not because he couldn't take them off. It's because you've not received the love of the truth that you might be saved. Next of all, I want to say to you that, if you will, that whenever Christ was manifested, he was manifested at his birth. Did you realize at home that he was born of a virgin? Never heard of that before or since. And as a result of that, you'll find that he's been washed by the blood and born into the family of God. If I got this on or off, is it good? I don't know how I'm doing it. Just my body must automatically just be turning this sound thing on. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you, is that the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he came, do you realize that our faith is not just something that's some pie in the sky, but that our faith is based upon the eyewitnesses? More than 500 brethren at one time seen him after that he was resurrected. Not only eyewitnesses, but you'll find out the evidence that God has given concerning him. And let me say to you that, if you will, please, is that we are not just wishing about something. We've got a real person we've trusted in that lives on the inside of us. And there's a real substance about that you can believe. Jesus said unto that crowd, handle me and see that it is I, when he resurrected. In closing tonight, I'm going to tell you something. Something that'll help you, something that'll hold on to you, and something that'll make you happy in the Lord, is the Son of the living God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not just blindly worshiping him. We're believing him by the record of the Scriptures, by the evidence of the apostles and the men and women of old, and by the prophets and so forth and on, and by the Holy Ghost of God that sealed us until the day of redemption. I begin to think sometimes, you know, in life, if we're not careful, we go to forgetting and lose sight of the fact. The reason why we've got God-given faith that believes in the Lord is because he gave it to us. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. You know, whenever you show me something in the Bible, I just believe it. God gives me the grace to believe it. You ever had to pray because of circumstances of life and pray like those old men of God of old and say, Lord, help my unbelief. Sometimes flesh just can't see what God is doing. But let me tell you, there ought to be somebody on the inside of you that can. And by faith and by grace, through faith, that's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. And I can believe Him. I talk to people every now and again, you know, and they'll just look at you dumbfounded about the things of salvation. And you know why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. I mean, they can't. Neither can he know them. That's the reason why when you get through talking to one of your loved ones till you're blue in the face, and they just look like, I don't get it. I asked an old boy one time, I said, if you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Well, no. I'm not sure you can even know that, he said. I said, then what do you plan to do when you die? Go to the morgue? Well, you're going to go to the morgue, all right. But what about beyond that? And we finally got all the way beyond. After where I was trying to let him see, like the condition you're in, you're going to wake up in hell. You need not die without hope and without God and go to a devil's hell. Whenever God prepared that for the devil and his angels, but he's prepared salvation full and free to those that will receive it. Sometime they'll receive it. Many times, most of the time, they won't. That doesn't keep us from believing it and keep speaking the message of God. I want to say in closing tonight that if you're not saved, I trust and hope that you'll let God speak to your heart. And as God pounds upon your heart heavily, may you come to open up the door by faith and receive Him in the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Now, Father, we want to say thank you for loving us even while that we've been unlovable. I pray you'd help us and all of these men and, Lord, all these women and boys and girls to grow in grace and love and knowledge of God.